From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Opposing groups in South Sudan's peace process have agreed on an arrangement to allow 1,370 opposition forces in the capital of Juba in preparation for rebel leader Riek Machar to join a transitional government. South Sudan's Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission said in a statement Tuesday that police and military officers loyal to the opposition are expected to travel to Juba immediately. More security forces are expected to join them after the power-sharing transitional government is formed. South Africa's finance minister Wednesday hiked taxes and targeted what he called wasteful and corrupt government spending in a crisis budget aimed at staving off a ratings downgrade of junk status. Africa's most developed economy is struggling with shrinking growth, unemployment running at 25%, and widespread poverty. He said, "We cannot spend money we do not have and cannot borrow beyond our ability to repay," according to Minister Pravin Gordhan, speaking to Parliament. "Until we can ignite growth and generate more revenue, we have to be tough on ourselves." He said, "There's no doubt that the fact that we are in a crisis." Uganda's main opposition candidate, Dr. Kizza Besigye, said he has asked his lawyers to challenge in a court of law what he called his continued illegal detention by the police. Besigye of the Forum for Democratic Change Party says he has been in and out of police detention since last Saturday without being charged. The opposition leader says he's picked up every morning by police and taken to a police station where he's held until nightfall before being brought back to his residence. You're listening to VOA News.